Hello, I'm Bill Lampton. I welcome the opportunity to talk with you about the most important business tool I have ever acquired. Picture this office scene, early 1980s, and I'm vice president of a college with supervisory responsibilities for 20 people in fundraising, public relations, and alumni relations. I am comfortable with our office operations, and I want to remain comfortable. So when we bring in this strange contraption called a computer, I silently vow that I won't learn anything about it. I delegate, which managers do frequently with something they're afraid of, the computer operations to 3 department heads. To show you how successfully I dodged the equipment, one morning I told the public relations director, "Richard, I noticed before I left here last night that the computer light was still on. I didn't know how to cut it off, so I am reminding you, and you can do that as you leave tonight." He said little, though he did look at me rather strangely. Fast forward to 1996. I left the corporate world, fulfilling the longtime dream to start my own business as a professional speaker, seminar leader, consultant, and author. Suddenly, there was no one to delegate to. When I wanted letters written, emails sent, computer files established, and records kept, I had to do the work myself. With advice from the people at Office Depot, I bought a computer. I began with a dial-up system, small screen, and started learning my way around. A librarian at my wife's school tutored me for a few weeks for a modest fee. To promote my services, I knew I needed a website. Here, too, my beginnings were primitive. Yes, I did have something online for prospective clients to view, yet I wasn't aware of how my competitors outclassed me in their web presentations. One Saturday morning, while attending the Georgia Speakers Association, a friendly man named Mike Stewart approached me, offering his assistance for developing my site. Once again, to protect my comfort zone, I said, "Thanks, Mike, but I have all I need." About a year later, after I joined the National Speakers Association, I started noticing the websites of the most successful speakers in America. Soon I realized that their promotional efforts made mine look amateurish. I called Mike Stewart. "Sure," Mike said, "I remember you. It's nice to hear that you want to improve your site. Let's schedule a time we can meet this week." Mike taught me plenty, and together we developed a site with 10 sections, including my topics, client list, testimonials, and a short biographical sketch. Then Mike told me, "You're a speaker, Bill. Your voice is what you want people to hear. Why not put vocal messages on your site?" I agreed, and on several occasions I stepped into Mike's recording studio to record segments ranging from 30 seconds to 2 minutes. 3 months ago, Mike called me, and I could tell that he was excited. Mike speaks with energy in every conversation, but this time he was exceptionally enthusiastic. "Bill, I have super news for you. You know how you've come to my studio to make those recordings? You've paid me well for those sessions, $100 an hour to record and $100 an hour to edit. How would you like to purchase broadcast quality equipment that we can set up in your home office so you can record, edit, and then produce your own CDs?" My reaction was twofold. First, the old fears returned. Me? Use that sophisticated equipment? Sure, I had been a radio DJ, but those controls weren't so complicated. I had watched Mike edit audio, and I admired his expertise in deleting my bloopers and producing a flawless recording. The second reaction, even if I were brave enough to try this, I can't afford the system. I pictured $10,000 or more as the price tag. Fortunately, Mike is an easy guy to talk with, so I shared my concerns. His answers were quick and reassuring. "You can edit a Word document, and editing digital sound is just as easy. And I can get the sound system to you for less than $1,000. "I'll get back to you in a few days, Mike," I responded. Then I started realizing the advantages. No more trips to Mike's office. No more fees for using his recording, editing, producing services. I could record my book, The Complete Communicator, on CDs that I will sell. I could record and sell educational CDs. I could record items readers of my newsletter, The Communication Corner, can link to. I could record brief CDs to send to prospective clients. After a week, I asked Mike to place the order. 1 week later, the Etoral equipment sat on my desk, taking up less space than a notebook would. Mike said, "You're set to go." He was right. The next day I produced my first CD. Of course, I messed up a few words and had to redo short sections, yet the finished CD showed no signs of editing. Am I using the system regularly, or was this a new technological toy I have abandoned? I am using it. Every day I am not on the road with clients. So far, I have recorded 50 pages of my book. Also, I generated a CD, What Good Listeners Do, Becoming the Company That Others Love to Keep. Do clients like the product? They sure do. Following my speech and seminar at a convention in Reno, attendees visited my display table. In addition to selling my book and a Class A bookmark, I sold more than a dozen CDs, which I had labeled myself, using the software Mike had recommended. You could be thinking, well, Bill made those adjustments, but somebody of my generation couldn't do that. Please note, I'm past 60, was always clumsy and inept with a mechanical or electrical device, and resisted new devices as much as anyone else ever did. The moral? If I can progress as far as I have, you can do the same. Once you become familiar with Mike's system, you will save time and money, and you'll relish the creative options you gain. Plus, as I have learned already, you will add to your products for sale.